Can't hear anything.
World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Oh, I got some stuff for you today. Hey, John, I'm getting number one up and ready to run right now. I got to. I'm in one of those moods today. I don't care if it is Friday. I don't care what it is. I'm so sick and tired of the lies and the deception. And I'm not only just sick and tired of the lies and the deception, I'm sick and tired of the fact that you're not even allowed to talk about the lies and the deception. You know, it says in 2 Thessalonians that because we've rejected the truth, the Lord sends strong delusion. See if you can find that, John. I think it's in 2 Thessalonians. Anybody think I'm right or wrong? Get ready, we're going to do communion. 2 Thessalonians chapter, I think it's 2, John. Let me see. I'm thinking out loud here. Yes. Okay. Go back there. Let no man deceive you by any means, for the day shall not come, except there come a falling away first. Yep. The man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalteth himself above God, all that is called a God. You tell me that the American government hasn't exalted itself above God and all that's called God. Is the Antichrist an actual man or a spirit? Anyway, stay with me. So he that sits in the temple of God, showing himself that he's God. Remember I warned you about all that? Huh? And now you know that what withholdeth that he might be revealed in this time. Scroll down, Johnny. Come on. Let's watch. For the mystery of iniquity is already at work. It's 2,000 years ago. Only he who now letteth will let until he's out of the way, and the wicked be revealed, and the Lord shall consume even him who's coming after working and Satan with all power and lying and all deceivableness and unrighteousness, and them that perish. People, deceivableness of unrighteousness, and them that perish. Those who don't know the truth, because they receive not the love of the truth. Who? Because there is deceivableness and unrighteousness being taught to God's people. And they didn't receive the love of the truth. You might be saved. And for this cause, God judges them by sending a strong delusion. Do you see that, friends? A lot of stuff that we see going on, it ain't from the devil, baby. Sorry. It ain't from the devil. He sent a strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who don't believe the truth. The pleasure in unrighteousness. We believe a lot of stuff's not true. I'm not a theologian or the son of a theologian, but I can think and I can read. I can read and I can think, and I have the Holy Spirit. And we're in the mess that we're in. Hang on, Joe. I haven't forgot you. We're doing communion. I'll tell you why. A lot of you, a lot of us, are empty.
Boom.
We have a form of godliness, but we deny the power thereof. Paul said, from such men turn away. Not everyone who says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom, but they who do the will of my Father. A lot of lies I've been telling you. A lot of lies I've been telling you that for works don't matter. Works don't matter. Now listen, you're not saved by works. It's grace. Through grace you're saved. Faith, not of works. But when you hire an employee, don't you expect him to get some work done? When I recruit guys onto our football team, don't I expect them to make some plays? And if they're not making plays, don't I substitute and put other guys in? See, when you get saved, you get on the team. And then when you're on the team, you ought to have some fruit. There ought to be some works. No, it's not about salvation. You don't work your way into heaven. But at the same time, you don't get saved and sit in your prayer closet all day either. You don't do that either. The Lord sent a strong delusion. We believed it. We believe that God died on the cross to make us healthy, wealthy, and wise. Just somebody say amen so I know I got one friend out there. That is the message of the modern American church, and that is not the message.
Amen.
That's why people aren't changed. That's why people look around and see what's going on, and they don't care. They don't care that children are being trafficked. They don't care that they're teaching homosex to our children. They don't care that they're cutting off the ding-dongs of little boys and little girls, mutilating bodies. They don't care. Why don't they care? Because God has sent a strong delusion because we rejected the truth. And for this cause, what? And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth. Our churches are telling us to love and embrace wickedness. Somebody say amen. Don't judge. Who are you to judge? Amen. We're all God's children. Lies, 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 lies. Boom. When we look around, the gospel is not being expanded. Why is the gospel being expanded? Because God has sent a strong delusion. We believe in crap that isn't true. And he says, okay, go for it. So leads us in communion here. Holy Spirit gave me this morning. Hey, folks, this is a modern American Christianity right here. Go ahead and play it. Amen on that. on in. Okay, John. You can pull that down. We're running on empty, man. We're running on empty. The American Christian Church is running on helium. Fake gas. Running on empty. We see what's going on all around us, knowing as true Christians, the only answer to all of these problems is Christ, and we won't even stand up and fight for Christ. We won't. They throw Christ out of every aspect, as I wrote about yesterday. Throw him out of the government. Throw him out of the schools. Throw him off of TV. Throw him out of the church. And we're just running on empty, baby. Just running on empty, acting like there's a real God out there. We don't really believe in this God. We don't really believe in him. They taught us he's there. Yeah, but we're running on empty. And because of it, God sends a strong delusion that even his church won't engage. Because the church has made it all about the blessings that God wants to give you without you having to do anything in return. You don't have to say amen. I'm not looking for friends today. We're running on empty, baby. We're running on empty. And you try to fill people up. You try to get them to connect to the gas hose. They call you names and they run and hide in their closets and they flee as fast as they can because they're running on empty. Running into the sun. Running into the sun. But they're running behind. 72 years. I'm 72 years old. I hope I'm not running on empty. I get up every day. I feel like I got a full tank. Let's go, baby. Let's go. And how many of your Christian brothers and sisters are sitting around with empty tanks just running out the clock? Somebody say amen. Just one of you. Just say amen. But that's we have a powerless Christianity. Will we admit it? We have a powerless Christianity. Thank you, Lord. We have an empty Christianity. We are running on fumes of those we read about in Hebrews, that faith hall of fame. We're running on fumes.
What the hell do you do when
we look around? Ain't nobody fighting the fight. Nobody fighting the fight. Everybody waiting for the evacuation. Why? Running on empty, baby. We're out of gas here. Lord's got to come. We're out of gas. We're running on empty. Come quickly, Lord. I'm not making fun of that. If you really believe that Jesus Christ is about to come, you'd quit your job. You'd be out every day rescuing those that you love. But you're running on empty. Running into the sun. Running behind. Empty tanks. Wish I could tell you how much it grieves me. I can't imagine how much it must grieve our Lord to see how impotent the American church has become. Impotent. Hey, Johnny, look that word up real quick. We're going to do communion. Impotent. Impotent. Lacking physical strength or vigor or weak, lacking in power as to act effectively, helpless, incapable of reproducing other Christians. That's not what it says. Incapable of sexual intercourse because of an inability to achieve or sustain an erection. That's what it says. But basically what? Incapable of intercourse to create new life in human beings. Not sexually, folks. Spiritually. We've become impotent. Not all of us. I can run down a litany of people out here who are, man, they're reproducing. Can I tell you this? Coach Dave Lives, not impotent. Huh? Oh, yeah. We're producing children of the kingdom. Somebody say amen. We're producing children of the kingdom who on their own, are through the impact and the prompting of the Holy Spirit, are actually living out their faith. We're creating new life in new believers. Not this impotent Christianity that we see everywhere we look, where people go to church on Sundays, lift their hands, praise the Lord, and then don't do a damn thing the rest of the week. They're running on empty. And they go to church on Sunday hoping the pastor might put a little bit in the tank for them. Sick of it. All right, I got that off my chest. Come on in, Mel. We got to do communion here.
I don't know about you, Coach, but I know my tank gets full when I'm doing. So James 1:25, I'm not a hearer, I'm a doer. Like, you know, if you feel like your tank is empty, you know, if you get on doing action that you know is right, like that'll fill your tank.
Holy Spirit fills your tank, doesn't it, Mel? The Holy Spirit fills your tank. We're afraid of it. We don't believe in the supernatural anymore. I say that all the time. The American church does not believe in the supernatural. They don't believe that they are filled with the Spirit of God. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. The Bible says, he that was with you shall be in you. No, it's in the pastor. It's in the choir. Oh, I feel the Holy Spirit when I go to church. Oh, I feel it. So you receive the Holy Spirit just so you can feel good on church when you go to church and do praise and worship? Really? That's why he died on the cross, so you feel good in church? We're running on empty. They've told us lies. They have fed us food that does not sustain us. American Christianity. Can I tell you something? It's rapidly becoming the laughing stock of the world. Now, wait a minute. Not the real thing. Not the real thing. Not the real gospel. Oh, no. Not the Faith Hall of Fame. Those who lay down their life for Christ. Oh, no. That baby's got a full tank and it's running hard. But it's those who have empty tanks that point at those of us who have full tanks and call us fanatics and freaks. And ain't somebody said, Finney, say amen. I need an amen. Because most of the Christian world running on empty.
Boom.
They see the Holy Spirit in you and they want to run as far as they can. Last thing they want is that fire catching them. Oh, my goodness. I love Jesus, but I don't want to be like him. He's fanatical. He's a radical. Yeah, I am. Got a lot of good stuff going on. I had to get that out of me. Look, I don't want to be a Christian if it's empty. I do not want to be a Christian if it's just about going to heaven. I don't want to be one. I don't want to be a football player if all they do is take me into the chalk room on the chalkboard and draw up plays. If they never let me go out and be on the field, I don't want to play. I don't want to play. I don't mind going and having them explain the plays to me, explain the playbook, the rule book. I like that. But at some point, Pastor, why don't you go take your people out and let them play a game? Aren't you going to show them how to live out Christianity? Aren't you going to show them that they got to fill their tank and then they got to go run until they're on empty and then come back and fill back up? Running into the sun, S-O-N. Running into the sun. You're running behind. You have an urgency? I got an urgency, man. I can't get away with it. No wonder people think I'm crazy. I'm consumed by it. Everywhere I see. was pouring gas in my lawnmower the other day. And I wasn't paying attention. And the funnel overflowed. You guys ever do that? Lifting up that big tank, pouring it into your lawnmower. You can't see what's going on, really. You don't know whether it's full or not. Next thing you know, what? It's running. Don't you want to be like that for the Holy Spirit? Don't you want it running over? Cup runneth over? You want to half-heartedly serve the Lord? Have a form of godliness, deny the power thereof? The Bible says, stay away from them, folks. And I look around at what's going on, this great action that JR's got going on, and Mel, and everybody's working on this natural family thing that's really, really good. And how the hell do we wake the dead? Can somebody tell me? How do we fill up the tanks of those who are have a form of godliness, deny the power thereof, who are sitting around waiting in line somewhere to get some gas? Remember in the 1970s, the fuel lines? Remember that? How they backed up on the gas shortage, backed up down the street trying to get in and get their tank filled. They don't even want tanks filled anymore. They want electric cars. It's good. I should tape this. This is straight from the heart. Running on empty. Running behind. Wow. How much time you got left, by the way? Mar promised to no man. How much time you got left? At what point are you going to stand up and act engaged? At what point is that going to happen? When are you going to actually get a full tank and go run till your car's out of gas, come back and get filled back up and go do it again? Do you go to church on Sunday? What would it be when you go to church on Sunday when he fills you up? Is it just so you can make it through your week? Is that really it? That you go to church on Sunday just to get enough gas just to make it through the week? Then come right there on Sunday and get another fill up. Oh, that felt good. And ride through the rest of the week. And then, oh, I got to go back on Sunday and get some more gas in my tank so I can run it out. Thanks for getting up, Joe. Go ahead, brother. Let's get your
community. Producer?
Sorry, Joe, I pulled a fast one on you. I'm just trying to.
No. You're speaking.
Hey, Joe, listen. Everything I just said is the truth. Get mad if you want to. Go ahead, Joe.
I'm not going to get mad. You're not speaking about everybody. You're speaking about the general situation of the church.
Dude, that's right. If it makes you mad, then you better ask yourself why. Huh? You can't. Some of you can't stand to tell the difference between conviction and condemnation. That feeling that you're feeling right now, I hope it's conviction, meaning, daggone, I'm guilty. Or you could have condemnation, say, well, who is he to talk about? He doesn't know what I'm doing. He don't know what's going on in my life. Well, that's condemnation. You received it wrong. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay. The reading this morning is from Hebrews 12:22-29. That ye are come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels.
What are they doing there, Joe? Why do we have an innumerable company of angels? What is the purpose of angels? Go ahead.
To the general assembly and church of the firstborn.
Wow.
Which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all.
Wow. He's the judge of all before he's the savior of all, isn't he, Joe?
Yeah. And to the spirits of just men made perfect.
Wow. What a line that is.
There's a lot of pictures in these words.
It's unbelievable. Spirits of just men made perfect. Wow.
And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel.
Amen. Run it on empty, baby!
See that ye refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escaped not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven.
Wow.
Whose voice then shook the earth. But now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven.
Amen, baby. Amen.
And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain.
Wow.
Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, wow, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire.
You're either all in or you're not. You ain't serving the Lord if you're running on empty. I hate to tell you that. Hey, Joe.
Yes, sir.
Most of us think God serves us.
Pardon?
Most of us believe God serves us.
Yeah, we're supposed to be serving him, I think.
Yep, we got it backwards.
Yep.
We're running on empty, dude.
Yeah. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning again with gratitude in our hearts for this unique, atypical congregation that meets five times a week, for what we learn here, for how we support each other, and for how Coach wakes us up and teaches us and helps us grow and become more what you would like us to be, to become more solidly on the path you would have us on. And Lord, we're coming to a big weekend here, a long weekend. People are going to be traveling. Please keep us all safe. Us and all our family and loved ones, keep us safe on the roads, or if we're at home, keep us safe. And let us remember, as we have a bit of fun, to always do what you would do, Lord. WWJD, what would Jesus do? How would you react to the situations that we're going to be in? How would you turn the conversation to the right direction and stop it from going the wrong way? Let us always remember, Lord, that we are your ambassadors. We forget that sometimes. Sometimes we forget it often, but we are your ambassadors. Let us learn to walk in the Spirit, to be obedient, to hear your voice. For we who are your sheep hear our shepherd's voice. And we're grateful for communion, Lord. We ask that you forgive us our sins and transgressions as we participate in this holy act. Let us be cleansed as we come into your sight. Bless this bread and this drink, representing the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ that was shed for us so many years ago, for that new testament, better than the old. So much better than the old. And Fill us with your spirit, Lord. Let us surrender a little more. Every morning we wake up becoming filled with your love and your will, walking the path you would have us walk. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come." Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Hey, here's what I think you ought to do. I think that first 20 minutes or so, I think that's pretty powerful. And I think you ought to share it with everybody. And I think you ought to tell them that you're going to give them $5 if they'll watch the first 30 minutes of this. You'll send them $5. Because if we don't awaken the body of Christ, we don't understand that we're under a strong delusion. Now, you say, "Coach, why are you telling this to us? We're doing stuff." I know, that's the point. Each one teach one. Get others engaged. Help people learn to live out, walk out their Christianity. Help them not to be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For not being ashamed of the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. Not being ashamed of it. The gospel's powerless if you're ashamed of it. Jesus said you're going to be brought before governors and kings as a testimony. Now, he was talking about the disciples of his day, but that eternal word never changes. You are going to be brought before governors and kings. What? As a testimony against them is what the Bible says. It is your job to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world with a full tank to go speak truth to power. That's our job. And what's the promise? Does anybody know what the promise is when you do that? See anybody? I'm just going to shut up, man. What's going to be your reward? Come on, somebody tell me. What's going to be your reward?
Eternal
They'll
life.
Hate you.
They'll hate you. They'll hate you. Yeah, it's certainly eternal life. But folks, why are you living for eternal life? And if you believe in eternal life, why are you so cowardly and silent in this life? If you believe in eternal life. If you believe, as people say, "God's got my back." All right, good. What's he just sitting there? As you're on the internet, he's just sitting there. What, twiddling his thumbs? Got your back. He leads you into battle to crush the enemy. And what's that promise? Yo, dude, they're going to hate you. All right. I'll move on, though, because there's some really good stuff going on. Pull up number two. Hey, folks, come to the annual. Most of you haven't signed up on the annual. I got to make plans about who's going to be here, kind of supplies, how many people. And I don't know whether you guys are saying, "Well, I'll do that next week. I'll sign." Come on. Will you sign up, please? So we know who's coming so I can begin to make some preparations on it. That's right there on throw it up there, Spence, or Johnny, coachdavelive.com. And it'll pop up. It's supposed to be a pop-up. It'll eventually pop up there and how to register and come. Come and be part of it, man. Come and rub shoulders. Get your tank filled. You're running on empty, dude. I don't know why it doesn't pop up. It's supposed to pop up. Anyway, I'll move on. If you knew what I wanted to talk about today. So listen, Natural Family Month in Ohio. We have really, and credit goes to JR, we've really drawn a sword, folks. We really have drawn a sword. I want to show you some stuff here, if I can, real quick. Pull up for me. We want you to do something today. Natural Family Month in Ohio. Where is it? Which one? Hang on here. Trying to find. Pull up number two, John, the second part, Legislature of Ohio. Pull that up for me. Okay, folks, look, this is the Ohio Legislature. Here are the sponsors of House Bill 262, which is Natural Family Month in the state of Ohio. It is unbelievable that JR has somehow gotten this to this point. Stay right there. So here's the process. It's introduced in the House. Check mark. That's been done. It's in a House committee. Check mark. That's already been done. We're waiting for the report from the committee. And the committee is going to come out and say, should we do this or should we not do this? That's what the report from the committee is going to do. So right now, it's critical that we make sure that the committee passes this to the House. And here's what this shows us here. The Ohio Legislature, scroll down a minute, Spence, or Johnny, I'm sorry if I keep going to Spence, co-sponsors. Folks, look at this now. Look at this right there. Hang on. Keep going. Look at this. These are Ohio legislators. We have almost a supermajority in the state of Ohio, meaning we are so Republican. We're so Republican. Mel said six of the sponsors are on the committee. Six of the sponsors are on the committee. So if you click on any one of those, just click on one. Boom. You can send an email to that representative. Mark Johnson. Contact him. So you click on that. Boom. And there's how you contact Mark Johnson. And what do? You send him a message. And that message says, are you listening? This is so important. Mel says it's on the action. Go back. Yeah, go back to the action. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Mel. Okay. So here it is on the action of how you do it. There are the emails. Are you looking at me? Will you do this? Will you do this? Go back to that other page. Yeah, back there. Okay, there's a good example. Thank you for sponsoring. We want to know, we want all of these people on this committee to know that we appreciate what they've done and we understand this might be risky for them politically. Thank you for sponsoring. Right now, we're just patting them on the back. Okay? Thank you for sponsoring House Bill 262 to designate Natural Family Month in Ohio. There are many that support your efforts in the natural family. Warm regards. Thank you, Betty Perkins. And copy and paste that to every one of those reps. First thing, we appreciate you've taken a stand. Boom. So we do it to so you guys know how to do this. You copy and paste the same message. They need to know that we're out here and it matters to us. Hey, friends. We pass this in Ohio, it'll spread like wildfire. Do you understand? It'll spread like wildfire. Mel calling in. Mel, JR, Glenn, and anybody, any comments, David, any comments? Folks, listen, this is exactly what I was just talking about. Get a full tank and do this. Every one of those people, thank you. Copy, paste, thank you. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to talk to each other. Mom, I've been getting emails on that natural family thing. Yeah, me too. I've been. Those, can I tell you who they're getting emails from right now? It ain't the good guys, I can promise you that.
So all I wanted to say was the way that the action was created was for you just to send an email directly to that email address, not to have to cut and paste and put it into a into that thing on the state house website. So I don't want to make it too complicated. So just, you know, if you click the hyperlink there, that'll take you to your browser email. And then you can just cut and paste it into there. David had said in the comments that it's a little more reliable to just do it directly like a regular email. So I recommend that we do it that way. It'll make it simpler. And
so, Mel, you mean then they would copy Beth Lear, Rep 61 Ohio, copy that into their email and then paste the email that they're sending to everybody.
What I'm saying is that if you click on that email, it should probably take, if you have an email software on your computer, it should just take you right to your, it should put it in there for you. And then all you need to do is write the email. If you want to cut and paste the message that I created, if you want to create one that's just kind of similar, that's from you, whatever you want to say. But I don't know if you can do that, Mr. Producer. If I don't know if that will work. In the, but if all of those red emails, they're hyperlinked. So you should be able to just click on it and then create the email. And there's 28 sponsors. So, you know, if you cut, it doesn't have to be a different message. It can be the same message to everyone, but we're trying to make this simple and streamlined. We don't want it to be complicated. We just want everybody to participate. And once you do it, then the next step would be to maybe share this link for this action with your circle of influence.
Can I make one exception? And just me, I wouldn't put my city and state. They don't need to know whether you're a citizen of Ohio or not. They don't need to know that.
I'll take it off.
Yeah. I'm not being critical. I'm just saying they're just counting emails. And then the last thing we want to be able to do is let them say, well, how many of those people are even from Ohio? That's the last thing, right? Because folks, they're looking for voters. They want voters. So does everybody, you all understand how to do this. Now here's a question. Will you? Here's a better one, Lauren. Will you get 10 people to do it? I'm not just talking to Laura Ann. Will you get 10 people to do it? Send emails to all these people? Man, Coach, that's a lot of work. I know. Yeah. I can promise you the other. Hey, David Arthur, the other side doing it, aren't they, David?
They absolutely are. And it's actually not that difficult. You can actually copy or highlight that entire list all at once. Copy it and drop it right into your 2 or your BCC. It's better to blind copy, but if you CC, you can drop that entire list in there and it will just show up the emails.
That's so send how, one email. You can blind copy all those into one email and they will all get it. You'll have to send one email.
Exactly.
Oh, come on, man. Come on, folks. Come on.
Try not to use their contact forms on their websites because, one, they're not reliable, and, two, they don't get checked as often as their direct email does.
And I told you that our daughter, worked in the state house, and if they got 10 emails on any subject, they said, man, our email are blowing up. So I'm going to tell you this right now. They're getting the demons' emails. I can promise you the demons are way ahead of us. Because they know how to play this game. They actually put faith, their action to their faith. See, it's life and death for them. Glenn.
Yeah, I just want to say, Mel, thank you for putting this. You are such a great resource to this group. Folks, all you have to do is you just have to follow this. And what Coach said, what David said, they're right. These legislators need to hear from us because they're definitely hearing from the other side. And if they don't hear from us, they just shrug their shoulders and say, I don't think there's enough interest here. Why do we want all this out for a vote? Okay, so it's got to get out of committee so it can get to a floor vote. So that's the critical time is now to make your voice be heard in the committee so that they will vote positive for this. So please do something. Just follow through and do something.
Let me help you here a second. Okay. Johnny, we're going to scroll down there. I want somebody, Glenn, you count R's. And Betty, you count D's. These are our representatives, okay? Or are these all R's? Are these all R's?
These are all R's.
These are all R Republicans, all of them, right?
Yeah.
And you know, I couldn't tell you for sure right now off the top of my head. We have somebody do it for me real quickly. How many Republicans in the Ohio House? How many Republicans as opposed to how many? See, we have a supermajority. If we win in Ohio, it will spread. We have a supermajority in Ohio. Is anybody doing that for me right now? How many? What's the Republican-Democrat split in our House?
10 Republican, 5 Democrats.
No, Betty. I mean in the overall. In the overall committee, is 10 to 5. There are 10 Republicans on the committee, 5 Democrats. Look at this. In Ohio, 65 Republicans, 34 Democrats. How do we lose? How do we lose? 65 good guys, 34 bad guys. We have to encourage the good guys. So we encourage the committee, which gets it to the floor and vote on it. We keep the pressure on the 65 Republicans, and then it goes to the Senate. Well, real quickly, how many Republicans in the House, Ohio Senate? Just remove House and put Senate. How many Republicans in the Ohio Senate? Four Republicans and 9 Democrats. Can somebody explain to me how we can possibly lose this? 24-9.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
No response is still a response. No action is still an action. That's how you lose.
That's how you lose. We just sit back and think they're going to do the right thing, right? And so those Republicans sitting in there, if they're not hearing from the good guys, they're thinking, well, hell, it doesn't matter. And they're getting bombarded every day from the God haters. Every day, the things they're being bombarded by. It. So we just got to say, hey, dude, we're out here. We appreciate your bravery. We're behind you. Let's go. We can't lose this. We can't. Just tell them we can't lose it if we push it through. All right. Mel.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out one more resource. Mr. Producer, if you go to the bottom of the action on the Liberty Action Network, I also created just above there a click and print email list. If you want to click on that, you know, if you want to print it for yourself and be able to work from a list that's on a piece of paper, did you click on it? Yeah, there you go. So anyway, here's a list that you can print out too. Like if you're a little more old school and you just kind of want to be able to, because really the ending email is the same. It's just the number on the front. So that changes.
Hey,
so
friends, don't listen to me. Don't send them a book. Don't send them a real long thing. Thank you. We're behind you. That's all you got to say. They're just counting numbers at this point. The representative may not even read it. It's probably just going to be one of the people checking the email. Right. By the way, Liberty Mills not running on empty, is she? She ain't running on empty. Glenn ain't running on empty. David Arthur ain't running on empty. Jeff Klein ain't running on empty. Dave Allison ain't running on. I could go on and on and on. We ain't running on empty here, baby. We got a full tank. Let's go. Lauren.
I'd like to pray for this and for the event, but as a lifer single mom, we all need to be a Proverbs 31:8 person. being a voice for those appointed to die. Children are dying. If this natural family thing does not bear fruit and does not come alive and breathe and get and resuscitate a family structure, they're after your children. Understand that. Understand children are at risk. Because if you don't have a mom and a dad, and I know all about being a single mom and not having a father in my daughter's life or a positive in my daughter's life, male role model, the consequences of those actions. And if you don't do anything, you're just as guilty as the ones you're condemning.
Amen.
You're more guilty because you did nothing. Except, oh, I'm going to pray. Okay, what was it? And Mary had a little lamb prayer. God is good. God is great. Let us thank him for his food. Amen. Let's eat. No intimate relationship, because you cannot be a disciple of Christ and not understand your place of a good, good father who did child first parenting. That's what this is about. And as a single mom, I've done child first parenting with a special needs child, and I have been condemned by the church and set up as an outcast. And then the culture reflects it and empowers it. So Amen. It's not safe to go into where you're supposed to be safe. Underneath the shadow of his wings, you find refuge. So, Jesus Christ, we come before you, Almighty God, this committee, that you hunt them down. They sleep at night past this child first natural family parenting that you will use to set a wildfire around this country, and it'll be a ring of Holy Spirit fire protecting families for generations to come. This isn't just for this generation, it's for all the ones that are coming up behind that need this, that need their mom and dad, that need their family, that need to not grow up in a single mom home. And men being told that they're not woman enough, and women not being told they're man enough. Because now we have toxic femininity and everybody's confused. So Almighty God, your children need your help. You are a good, good father. Jesus said, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Jesus, do it and tear down the walls of Satan and make Satan pay for everything he's done to your family. In the mighty, beautiful name that is above all name. And it is your testimony, Jesus Christ. And it is your blood, because you are the Lamb, that we can just scream hallelujah, because it's hard felt. And this is not okay. In Jesus, we trust you. Amen.
Wow. Amen. 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 I don't want to change subjects, but I know people want to know. Hang on a second. Judd, how did things go yesterday? People want to know.
Yeah, Coach, at this point, there's been no reply, no response. So maybe today we'll hear something. But on a positive note, yesterday, the same justices actually granted Trump a similar case where the justices yes. voted 6-3 and in favor of Trump on a similar type of topic, where a court dismissed issues to pretty much hide things. So I guess that's a positive perspective, but no, we're just sitting here waiting. Praise Amen, God. Brother.
Amen. Praise God. Right. Oh God, we got so much unlearning to do. David Arthur, quickly. I got people want in here. Go, Dave.
Just do not email the Democrats. That is the most important thing.
Do not email
the
Democrats.
Email them.
You'll just alert them to what's going on. Yes. Don't worry. Good move, Dave. Dave Allison.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. I had also sent, I like the email address because it doesn't tip them off to where you're from, and they don't need to know what city you're from. I did send Mel a list of all the telephone numbers there's 28 representatives there total. And I broke it down. If you like every day, you call 10 within 3 days, you know, half hour a day, you'll have called all of the representatives and left them a message. So I love the email and the calling. So if we call them and email them, bombard them from both ends.
Amen. But that's right. Now, listen, friends, make it short and sweet, right? You're calling and say, thank you for supporting this legislation. We stand behind you. Pardon me, sir. Where are you from? So it doesn't matter. We support your legislation. You have to tell them where you're from. We're just marking numbers, all right? Just marking numbers. Betty, go.
Please do this because I just sent out the email. It took 7 minutes to copy and paste, and then I put Natural Family Month in the subject line. So it doesn't take long if you do it. Just please.
Amen. I can do it faster than that, Betty. Jeff, come on. I'm just kidding. Come on in, Jeff.
Coach, what just happened the other day with the House? They needed votes. And they're like, do we have them? Do we not? Barely had them with one for that big, beautiful bill they're talking about. Well, here we got more than one. All we got to do is march forward, and we win.
Jeff, not only that, we got a rigged team. We so outnumber them. How can they possibly not pass this?
It'd be a landslide.
Be a landslide, and then it'll start a movement all across America. Friends, listen to me. Listen to me. They're trying to force you to support their demonic agenda by ridicule, by saying, it's telling you that you're bigots. No, no, no. They're the bigots. They're the ones who've changed marriage. They're the ones who've changed the family. They're the ones who did it. They are the ones who are in the wrong, not us.
Hey,
don't let them play that game on you. Don't let them do it. Don't let them do it.
Hey, Coach.
I can't wait to take that one head on. Not out of time here. I don't know if JR in here. Anybody got anything to add? David, Arthur, anybody? Glenn, hey, thank you for all you're working and doing everything. Go ahead.
Coach, real quick. Think of the young kids right now. I've chatted with a lot of kids, and they tell me the crap they have to put up with in these schools. Can you imagine how this would encourage the young kids saying, yeah, I mean, that would just start a firestorm with the youth. They would stand against this crap.
That's right. That's right. That's right. I JR's put up a lot of crap, but this will be the crowning event of your life, JR. This, folks, what were those numbers again, Spencer? What are those numbers again? How many in the Senate? 24 Republicans, 9 Democrats? How do we lose this? What is it in the House? Supermajority in the House, 65 Republicans, 34 Democrats. How do we lose this? They got to know it matters to us, man. Oh, man, we're in a catbird seat. Go ahead. Producer, you trying to say something? We're out of time. We're out of time. Onward, Christian soldiers. Fill up your tank. Let's go to war. See you tomorrow. No, see you Monday.